Let's hit the guest line right now. Adam Fischer joins us, MLB analyst for SNY, a longtime executive in Major League Baseball with the Mets and the Braves. Fish, good morning, man. How are you?
Adam, what's up?
Hey, good. Good. Good morning, Moose. How you doing? How you doing, Taz?
Well, good, buddy. Good. All good, man.
You know, Adam, we're both stunned here that this is a 2-0 series lead for the Washington Nationals. I mean, they are 18-2 in their last 20 games for a team that couldn't find a way to win in the playoffs. Now they don't know how to lose.
Crazy. It's crazy. You know, I think they've certainly got some positive momentum, and the Astros, you know, look, there's something to be said for bad juju. You know, we've got that clubhouse situation that's been hanging over the club these last couple days, and really the Yankees kind of wore them out while the Nationals were sitting around and resting. And the Nationals do have two horses that can play with the Astros horses, and we've seen that. So I don't think anyone expected this, but if you reflect upon it, you know, it certainly at the very least makes some level of sense how this is all going, despite the Nationals' history.
Well, Adam, speaking on that though, for you personally, are you shocked at the level of what's happened now here, sitting 2-0? The Nats are shocked. Yeah,
I'm extreme. And especially last night, a blowout.
Yeah,
you know, with Verlander on the mound. Yeah, I'm pretty shocked, especially just how easy it. Well, the Nationals, you know, Davey Martinez has been dogged for the last 2 years. We've watched him manage, you know, when we watch him against the Mets, and that the Corbin move on Monday night, you know, Tuesday night seems to have worked out extremely well. You know, they were able to hold on in that game, and now they blow them out in game two. I mean, yeah, I'm shocked. I think the Astros are the best team, but, you know, like I said, you reflect upon it, and it's not really surprising considering the momentum and sort of what's transpired the last 10 days.
You know, Adam, when you look at Cole and Verlander, from your perspective, and, you know, you scouted players and the like, why have they not been as dominant? What has transpired here with both of them over the last couple of starts?
For me, it's just that grind, you know, that season long grind, and it's a war of attrition. And we talked a lot about it with the Yankees and how they were going to survive with such a beat up staff and a bullpen that was being stretched. And in the Astros' case, you know, look, there's only so many guys who are Madison Bumgarner, you know, and it looked like Verlander's been that guy in the past, you know. But he's 37 years old, and, you know, Cole has not really been through it. This is a really long stretch here we're talking about, and it's tough, and it affects your command. It affects your sharpness, and we saw that in Cole's last start against the Yankees. You know, certainly he grinded it out the other night, but it's really that's what it comes down to for me, that battle of attrition. When you get deep into the playoffs, these guys are really worn out. They're getting into the – you know, over 200 innings, 230s, 240s, and, you know, that can take a toll no matter how good you are.
Adam, what do you feel about, like, the energy of the Astros? Like, what kind of energy would they have to muster up when they're in D.C. now, starting Friday, to come up with a win now in Washington just to keep this thing competitive? Do you think they have?
I know, right? You kind of said it. It's like, these series, you never know. And, look, we make a bigger deal out of sort of the momentum, emotions, that kind of thing. But the human element is real. And, you know, in a lot of ways, I think people thought that the World Series was really, you know, Yankees versus Astros. Mm. You know, I think you could argue those were the two best teams in baseball, certainly over the course of the season. The Dodgers being another team in there that, of course, were eliminated by the Nationals. So I think the Astros have today to reflect and, you know, look themselves in the mirror and start to take these guys seriously. Their backs are against the wall. They've been there. They've done it. You know, maybe getting out of Houston is a good thing for them. Just kind of get on the road, get in an environment, more of a hostile environment, and kind of try to get their emotions up that way. But, yeah, they got to start taking these guys seriously and fast.
We're talking to Adam Fischer, a former executive of Major League Baseball with the Mets and the Atlanta Braves, analyst on SNY locally in New York. And Adam, do you think this series, you know, do you think this series gets back to Houston for a game six?
I mean, if looking at it now, I mean, no, I don't. I, I, You know, the Nationals are thoroughly dominating them. They have the pitching advantage, if you want to call it that. I'm not even sure they do anymore with Greinke. He's pitched so much these last, you know, this last, again, probably 10-day stretch. Greinke against Aníbal Sanchez. That seems like a good game for the Astros to pivot. But I think you could be looking at five here. The way this is going, the Nationals thoroughly dominating them. The Astros really do just they need to wake up and figure this out. And you know, the other thing is they were not hitting as much as the Yankees bullpen and their issues and kind of how they gave it up with the 3-run homer in that series. Both those teams had 600 OPSs during that series. Neither one was hitting. Neither one were getting clutch hits when they needed them. The Astros, like I said, you know, we saw they really relied on that 3-run bomb, and that's also carried over into this series. So those bats need to wake up. They need to string together some hits and get some rallies going, because now this is how many games in a row where this has happened for them.
Right. Adam, so, you know, Moose and I talk a lot about, and not just us, but a lot of people in the media world, TV and radio, you know, about what is Major League Baseball, what do they want in a World Series for you know, to pull money in and TV ratings, the all-important TV ratings and stuff like that, what's going on with Fox and whatnot. We talked about how early in the show, Moose and I were chatting about how the numbers are down for Fox from last year's Game 1 to this year's Game 1. What's your thought on it, man? Like, if it's not Yankees, Dodgers, and we got two markets where, you know, Houston's a top 10 market, but, you know, D.C. not so much. What's your take on that? That you have D.C. versus Houston, and if you're Major League Baseball, how do you feel about it?
You know, it's tough to have that sort of marquee franchise in there every single year. I think ultimately it's good for baseball to have different teams. I mean, yes, the Astros won it 2 years ago. Maybe that's an element to this, you know, the fact that they're not new. I know the Nationals are getting a ton of buzz on the East Coast, so I'm a little surprised that they're not getting a little bit better as far as ratings go. But I think if you think about the long game, you know, you're going to want more teams involved in this. You don't just want sort of the Dodgers or the Red Sox or the Yankees every single year. So, you know, you think about it kind of taking a step back as far as ratings for the good of the game, you know, on a broader scale, and trying not to panic as far as sort of 1 year or the next year, trying to look at it in a larger sample. But of course, I understand the general sentiment. This has been a sort of a strange year for baseball with the homers. You know, a lot of sort of purists don't necessarily like it, and that's really who their fan base is at this point, unfortunately, older people. So perhaps they're tuning out. Just based on the way the season went and the fact that there aren't these marquee franchises that we talked about. But I think ultimately you expose more people to some of these other teams. It's good for the game in the long term. Maybe you get some of those younger fans interested in these teams.
Adam, you know, we've got a lot of these managerial openings around Major League Baseball, right? Madden's out with the Angels. Reportedly, David Ross is going to be the next manager of the Chicago Cubs. The Mets' job is open. Philly's job is open. Girardi is interviewed for both. There's some mysterious candidate for the Mets. We know that they've also interviewed Eduardo Perez and Carlos Beltran. Where do you think eventually here, after this World Series gets decided, or maybe it comes out even before then, where do you think the Mets go and where do you think the Phillies go for a manager?
Well, we've seen for the Mets, it really seems just totally wide open. You know, at least the media consensus, and I'm on board with this. You know, I like Girardi. They've got a limited window here with Jacob deGrom's prime. You know, Brody Van Wagenen said, "I'm coming in to win." And, you know, Joe Girardi is a proven winner. He has his warts. You know, he's wound very tightly, but he did it in New York for a decade. You take the strengths and the weaknesses, and you try to win for 3 or 4 years with him. That's how I'd go about it. But look, you look at who they're interviewing here, and that's not their MO. They're not going, you know, 180 from Mickey Callaway. Yeah, you mentioned Perez, you mentioned Beltran. You know, we've also got Kim Bogar, who doesn't have any major league managerial experience outside of an interim stint, and Luis Rojas, who's a really, really well-regarded coach in the Mets system, also the son of Felipe Alou. That hasn't really been out there too much. An interesting nugget maybe for the fans. He's got great great bloodlines, as we say, in baseball. But for me, it seems very wide open. Based on who they're interviewing, they're not necessarily leaning towards Girardi or anyone like that. So Eduardo Perez seems like an interesting candidate from the rest. You know, he has coaching experience. He has some winter league managing experience. He's well-spoken, member of the media. He'd be an interesting guy for me. I'd probably prefer Girardi, but at the end of the day, after saying all this, it seems to me to just be very wide open. I mean, it's a massive group of second candidates. I'd say it seems like anywhere from three to four of those guys would have a shot.
And Fish, we've learned here on Taz and the Moose that the mystery candidate is indeed Taz. He's interviewing later on today.
Well, look, Taz, you're
a long-time Mets fan.
He wants the
job.
So there you go.
Right. You're right. I think I do have as much experience as other guys. I did manage my son's Little League travel team when he was nine.
Hey, Fish, enjoy the rest of the World Series. Thanks for the time this morning.
Take care, bud. See you, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.